Newsbreak podcast.
If we look at the initial problem, it started on Sunday when Randwood experienced power failures from one of the city entities, and this matter was then resolved in the early hours of Monday morning, which then affected a large area in the city of Johannesburg as well as the other metros. And yes, our reservoirs have been strained from the west of Johannesburg to the south of Johannesburg. There are those that were also affected in the north of Johannesburg in the Klipfontein View. And what Johannesburg Water is doing currently is providing alternative supply for those areas that are affected.
When is the water supply expected to be restored?
We are just monitoring our reservoirs. Some of them are being isolated at night to build capacity. So if we give an estimate from today, let's say in the next 3 to 4 days, possibly that we can be confident to say people will have water.
So what sort of message of sort of reassurance do you have to customers who have complained saying water is only available for a short time in the day?
The message that we have is for people to have patience at the moment while we work in tightly to make sure that they have supply. And there are those areas that have water. We're just pleading with customers to reduce their consumption. Obviously, this will assist to build capacity in those strained systems.
And we understand the systems are being affected by the current load shedding crisis. If you could just elaborate on that and the plan in place to mitigate the risks associated with load shedding on your systems.
Some of our systems are exempted from load shedding, and it's because they are those sensitive and critical systems. However, we have generators at our critical sites, especially those in the west of Johannesburg, or central, let me put it like that, your Hurst Hill, Brixton, across the areas, we have generators that are on site 24 hours. And there are those mobile generators that we deploy in some of our sites to assist with pumping during the load shedding period. However, we have, when it's stage six, then our backup plans, so to say, also become very strained with the long periods of load shedding. And another thing that's prolonging the power outages is vandalism in some of our sites, where it will go beyond the stated time of load shedding. Then that's where we experience problems. But for now, Johannesburg Water has a backup plan with generators that are supplementing those pumps at our reservoirs.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.